And now, for the next few minutes, I'd like to think with you about a holiday for every day. There is nothing harder than to be consistently thankful. All of us have a hard time maintaining an attitude of gratitude. And yet, there is no greater resource for living than a thankful heart. Maybe the reason we have such a tough time with being thankful is because we put so little emphasis on it. We don't hear much about Thanksgiving. It's just a day of feasting and football and falling asleep. It's the start of the Christmas rush. I suppose it's hard to make much money out of a grateful heart. Thanksgiving just goes by us too fast. What we need to do is to set aside one day a year for complaining and griping, and then 364 days to be thankful. Okay, I'll give you 2 days for griping, and well, all right, a week. But that's it. You see, Thanksgiving isn't just the once-a-year celebration. Thanksgiving is an attitude. That's why I believe we must make Thanksgiving a holiday for every day. But how do we do that? In our scripture this morning, Paul's writing to the church at Thessalonica, and in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 16th verse, he writes, "Be joyful always." To make Thanksgiving holiday, a holiday for every day, we must learn to rejoice always. Gratitude has always involved rejoicing. For example, the Psalms, rejoicing, somehow puts us in a better position to be thankful when we read the Psalms. Maybe one of the reasons we don't rejoice more is that we pick the picture we have of a joyful person, and you know what that is. Someone whose head is in the clouds or acts too spiritual. However, I believe rejoicing is more of an inward experience, like that palm tree that I was talking about. Continuous rejoicing can only occur on the inside. It is an attitude of heart. The biblical picture of someone who rejoices always is a person who is somehow able to rejoice his or her way through life. I suspect that true Christian rejoicing helps us face up the ups and downs of life. In rejoicing that gets us through troubled spots in life. If the Bible tells us to rejoice always, it stands to reason that we should be glad to do it in the midst of being bad as well as being good. When we learn to rejoice, we will soon discover that being thankful is not so hard. Dr. R.A. Torrey, founder of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, whose 12-year-old daughter went on to glory, tells how he was walking down the street the week after she had died. He said his hurt and sadness welled up inside him, and because he realized that he was without his daughter. But as he continued to walk, he reports that all of a sudden he was overwhelmed by the Spirit of the Lord. He said, therefore, before he knew it, he was rejoicing. This continued until he said that he was filled with joy, and the love and care and presence of the Lord made him feel as joyful as he had ever felt before. And he said that before he realized he was even thinking of the Lord, thanking the Lord for the 12 years he had with his daughter and for the fact that she was with God. And in the Bible, rejoicing and thanksgiving are connected. In our scripture for this morning, it states prayer, pray at all times. In Thessalonians, the 1st Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse, it says, to make thanksgiving a holiday for every day, we must learn to pray without ceasing. Prayer and thanksgiving are also soulmates. Show me a prayerful person and I will show you a thankful person. I assure you that there is a crucial relationship between unceasing prayer and thanksgiving. There was a pastor who had a parrot. Well, all this parrot of the pastor would say is, let's pray, let's pray. The pastor tried to teach him other things with no avail. The pastor learned that one of the deacons had a parrot. And the deacon's parrot would, all he would say, or she would say, would be, let's kiss, let's kiss. The pastor decided to invite the deacon and his parrot over to his house. And when the deacon arrived, the pastor put the two parrots in the same cage to see what would happen. The deacon's parrot said, let's kiss, let's kiss. And the pastor's parrot said, thank you, Lord, my prayers are answered. There is a definite connection between unceasing prayer and thanksgiving. A military cadet who was kneeling and praying in his room heard the heavy knock on a door, and before he could get up, the colonel came in and said that years ago he had given up on praying. The colonel said he simply had nothing to ask God for. And the cadet replied, well, sir, you must have a lot to thank him for. A life of consistent prayer is a life that will be thankful. Again, in 1 Corinthians, in Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, it states, be thankful in all circumstances. To make thanksgiving a holiday for every day, we must learn to be thankful in everything. Here is yet another counsel from God we do not believe that we can live up to. A few things, yes, but in everything, that's another matter. Nevertheless, the Bible's clear. We are to give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for our lives. Luckily, the scripture says, in everything and not for everything. It is hard to be thankful for cancer or AIDS or the loss of a loved one or senseless killings and other horrible things that happen in life. However, we can give thanks for God's comfort and care and love in the midst of these problems and situations in life. We can be thankful for His presence when something bad happens to us or to those we love. In Romans, the 8th chapter and the 28th verse, we read Paul writing here again to the Romans, we know that in all things God works for good with those who love Him. What it means is that no matter what happens to us, God will work for our good. And this means even when something bad happens to us. Our Christian faith is a positive faith. We cannot understand why negative things happen to us, but we know that no matter what happens to us, God can and will not only give us the strength we need, but will turn the situation into joy. Some years ago, I had a serious operation. It took me 18 months of slow, day-by-day progress to get my health back. Not only did God give me my daily strength, but during that time I studied the Psalms in the Bible. I systematically selected verses in the Psalms that gave me strength and hope and love. I wrote them down. I didn't go into depression. I didn't feel sorry for myself. I didn't think that I was through. In fact, I felt good about myself. I was happy. At that time, I had no idea why I wrote down those verses. You know what happened to those verses? When we started our Dial Hope Telephone Outreach Ministry, I began using those selected verses from the Psalms every day in a different one for each day as I recorded the messages for Dial Hope. They helped me, and now they're helping hundreds of people who have called into our Dial Hope program every day. And ministers in 135 churches across the United States are using them to help hundreds of other people who call in to the Dial Hope programs in their churches. Be thankful. Being thankful can help us live longer. On a recent 2020 TV program, a few years back, two researchers studied people over 100 years old. You know what they found? They found that all of them were optimists. Every one of them. None of them were pessimists. They were positive, not negative, and none of them were depressed about anything. They found that all of them were engaged in some meaningful activity. One lady, 100 years old, was a leader of an aerobics class for older people. And then another lady, 104 years old, was a guide in a historic house that wasn't as old as she was. And a man, 105 years old, was active in his church, and he said it helped him all his life. He said his Christian faith helped him in everything that he did. The researchers found that they were all flexible. They didn't let things upset them. They adjusted to everything without resentments and without anger and without hatred. And the fourth thing was that they were able to cope with the loss of loved ones. They were able to let them go. One lady over 100 years old heard just a few days before the interview that her daughter, 74 years old, had just died. She said, "I remembered when she was a little baby, and I thank God for her. God gave her to me, and now God has taken her home to be with Him." She was happy when she came into this life, and she is happy now that she has gone on to glory. "I have wonderful memories," she says, "and I thank God for her." These centurions live lives of thanksgiving. Whatever happens to you in your life, good or bad, thank God for it. And God will bless you and your life in ways that you never would expect. I believe the Bible is pointing out that when we give thanks in everything, it helps us to focus on the unlimited resources of God. Perhaps our biggest mistake is to think that thanksgiving is something we do only when good things happen. The truth is, it can be extremely helpful when difficult things happen. Being grateful in every circumstance somehow releases the power of God in our lives. You know that the greatest hindrance to being thankful, what the greatest hindrance to being thankful is? Not thinking. In the old Anglo-Saxon language, thankfulness means thinkfulness. Did you get that? In the old Anglo-Saxon language, thankfulness means thinkfulness. The more we think, the more thankful we will be. We might say that those who are not thankful do not think too much. Take a moment to think about what you have and how God has blessed you. You see how it works? Count your blessings, as the song says, and Thanksgiving will fill your heart. A man wanted to sell his house. He called a real estate agent. He said he was tired of his house and he wanted a new one. The agent asked him to describe his house so that he could make a good ad and put it in the paper and put it all over the country and the newspapers. The man began to tell the agent about the new carpet he had, the added room, the new roof, the great yard, and the fruit trees. The agent wrote the ad down, and then he called the man back and read it back to him to see if he liked it. The man interrupted the agent halfway through the ad, and he said, "All my life I've wanted a house like this. I just didn't realize it until I thought about it." If we really think about our lives, we may discover just how lucky and fortunate we are. Have you been selling Thanksgiving short? It is such a powerful resource for living, and yet we relegate it to one day a year. But if we learn to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and be thankful in everything, we can make Thanksgiving a holiday every day. This is Thanksgiving Sunday. And now is the time to thank God for His presence and power in our lives. In silent prayer, let's ask God to come into our lives and help us to live thankful lives all the time. Let's pray, and pray like this. Heavenly Father, come into my life and help me to be thankful for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's have a moment of silent prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything in our lives. Bless us and help us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.